Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, March 5th. You'll be interested to know. Today is Ash Wednesday, marking the start of Lent for Christians. This holy day emphasizes fasting, sacrifice, and prayer. Originating from Pope Gregory I, Sera, ashes symbolize repentance. Christians often forego regular meals, signifying Christ's 40-day fast. Ashes are applied on foreheads, fostering a penitential spirit. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean this morning with knee-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2+ feet throughout the morning, providing great conditions. Expect the winds to remain onshore at 1 mile per hour early on, but they'll shift to sideshore as the morning progresses, keeping things interesting as the day unfolds. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 1-foot low tide, when the south-southwest swell is 1 foot at 16 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first low tide Wednesday will be 0 foot at 8 a.m., with a 2.5-foot high tide just after 2:30. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 58 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday through Saturday will see choppy conditions, particularly on Thursday with 17 to 20 mile per hour onshore winds dominating the surf. Morning sessions may show some clean moments, but expect increasing chop in the afternoons. Wave heights will fluctuate from stomach to shoulder high on Thursday, fading to waist high by Saturday with more manageable conditions in the mornings as winds ease. This morning, it's mostly cloudy and it feels like 54 degrees with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:51 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:10. It looks like we're in for some cloudy skies today, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms from mid-morning to afternoon, and a high near 58, accompanied by a light south breeze. Tonight, expect continued showers and thunderstorms, with a low around 52, and a breezy west wind at 15 to 20. Looking ahead in the weather, expect showers and thunderstorms on Thursday, with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 56. Friday starts with a chance of rain, then turns mostly sunny with a high near 57. The weekend looks bright, with sunny skies and highs around 57 on Saturday and 61 on Sunday. Nights will be mostly clear, with lows in the upper 40s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the North County Transit District has announced the temporary suspension of all coastal rail service for 2 weekends in March to conduct essential railroad maintenance and major infrastructure work. The first closure will occur this weekend, followed by a second closure on March 22nd and 23rd. During these weekends, the NCTD coaster service between San Diego and Oceanside will also pause, resuming on March 10th and 24th. The NCTD emphasizes that no trains will operate except for test trains and construction vehicles, urging residents to cross at designated rail crossings only. Alternative travel options include Breeze Route 101, and connections via the San Diego Metropolitan Transit System trolley and bus. For more details, visit goNCTD.com. Now on to sports. The Dallas Mavericks have announced that All-Star guard Kyrie Irving has suffered a season-ending torn anterior cruciate ligament in his left knee. This injury, sustained during a recent game against the Sacramento Kings, is a significant setback for the team, as Irving was averaging 25 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists this season. Following this news, the Mavericks' championship odds have plummeted to 200-1. The team is already coping with other injuries, including that of Anthony Davis, further complicating their playoff aspirations in the Western Conference. In local sports, last night, the Lakers triumphed over the Pelicans 136-115 at Crypto.com Arena. LeBron James was spectacular, scoring 34 points and making history with over 50,000 career points. Luka Doncic also shined, contributing to the Lakers' 7th straight win. The Lakers now boast a record of 39-21, while the Pelicans fall to 17-46. Tomorrow night, the Lakers host the New York Knicks at home. Tonight, the Kings at 31-20-8 host the Blues in the City of Angels. With Adrian Kempe's 26 goals leading the charge, he looks to rebound against St. Louis, who are 29-27-6. The Kings are favored by 1.5. In top news, chief executive officers from Best Buy and Target are warning that prices are about to rise due to tariffs. Target relies on food from Mexico during the winter, while Best Buy sources most of its products from Mexico and China. During an interview with CNBC, Target CEO Brian Cornell stated that consumers will likely see prices increase over the next couple of days, and Best Buy CEO Corey Barry echoed that more expensive prices are highly likely. The situation arises as the Trump administration has imposed tariffs on products from Canada, Mexico, and China. In business news, Disney has announced plans to cut nearly 6% of its workforce across ABC News and Disney Entertainment Networks, affecting about 200 employees. These layoffs, set to be communicated to staff as early as Wednesday, are part of ongoing reductions as Disney seeks to streamline operations in light of declining ratings and revenue across many cable channels. The ABC News magazine shows 2020 and Nightline will merge into one unit, leading to further job losses. Additionally, the political and data-driven news site 538 will be shut down, impacting around 15 employees. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 0.5% to $87,000. Ethereum is up 5% to just under $2,200. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 6% to 7 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Archaeologists have discovered tracks in New Mexico's White Sands National Park that may belong to the world's first vehicle, dating back about 22,000 years. This study, published in Quaternary Science Advances, reveals that wooden poles followed human footprints, indicating the use of a travoy, a wheelless transport device. Matthew Bennett from the University of Bournemouth described it as basically a wheelbarrow without the wheel. The findings suggest that this simple transport was widespread among ancient inhabitants, showing diverse designs and offering profound insights into early human transportation technology. Entertainment news. In the upcoming gangster drama, Mobland, Pierce Brosnan takes on the role of a crime boss, with Tom Hardy as his fiercely loyal fixer. Premiering on Paramount Plus on March 30th, the series also features Helen Mirren as Brosnan's wife. In the newly released trailer, Brosnan states, "My wife's the brains behind the charm. She holds me together," highlighting her pivotal role. The series includes an impressive cast, such as Patty Considine and Joan Froggatt. Initially titled The Donovans, Mobland has evolved into a standalone series, with a global rollout scheduled for later in 2025. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Canadian author and motivational speaker, Brian Tracy. And he said, "Winners make a habit of manufacturing their own positive expectations in advance of the event." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.